Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 8th of March, and right now it's hazy with 23 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is clear, and temperature ranging from low 26 to high 32 degrees Celsius with heat index on 35 degrees Celsius. You can expect winds from the south at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour. Forecast for later on says overcast. Once the moon rises in Virgo today, it will squarely oppose the sun in Pisces to create a beautiful full moon. The power of it will be used in two concert gatherings tonight. One is the last concert of Yemadas as we used to know it in last few months at Vindara Farm at 5 p.m. and second is the Samsanga Reggae and Surian Duo at live concert in Equilibrium Spa in Greenbelt at 7 p.m. And now let's go to an exciting news about the new Auroville Foundation secretary who arrives to Auroville today. And here's a phone interview Andrea made with Srinivasamurthy, who is a financial administrative officer, about Bala Bhaskar, a new secretary of Auroville Foundation.
Good morning, I'm Andrea. I'm speaking with Srinivasamurthy.
Yes.
Good morning, I'm Andrea from the Auroville Radio, Srinivasamurthy.
Tell me.
I have a little question. I'm recording the phone call because I would like to have a short interview with you regarding the arrival of the new secretary of the Auroville Foundation. Is it something that is going to happen today?
Yeah, it is going to happen today. Maybe in an hour's time, Mr. Bala Bhaskar.
Okay.
Is coming.
He's gonna reach Auroville before lunch.
Yeah, he will be here before noon, before 12 o'clock. So we'll just welcome him, and then I think he will start the office today.
Yeah.
And I think he will come back with family perhaps by the weekend so that he can settle down here. And in the meantime, we'll make the house and office also ready for him.
Okay. Can you just explain something about Mr. Bala Bhaskar, that it was already in Auroville some time ago, I believe, no?
Yes, he was here from 1996 to 2001. And he served for full 5-year term. It was a wonderful experience, and I was really happy doing it. Happy to work with him. Who's concerned? Who am I? So I've learned a lot, and it is a great pleasure to welcome him back because he is such a gentleman and a very able administrator.
Good. I have a question regarding maybe a meeting with the Auroville resident. Has been planned by the Auroville Foundation sort of gathering to welcome him?
Yes, I think the working committee is planning something to, perhaps receive him in a proper way. So I'll be only too glad to, facilitate that.
Okay. Thank you very much for the information, and we will see. We will meet you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, today women all over the planet celebrate the International Women's Day. Around 100 years ago, it was not possible to imagine that women would lead the country, that with her vote could determine the constitution of political body, that she can educate herself or lead a business career, that she can earn her own money. It was not possible to imagine that she can decide with whom she will be in a relationship or to choose either she will have children or not. Many of those rights are today taken for granted, but it's not as such all over the planet. There are spots where women still cannot decide for themselves, cannot freely choose partners, nor freely and for the same wage work as men. At 5 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in the International Zone, women will gather at the Connecting Girls event. Today, beside International Women's Day in India, they also celebrate Holi, which should invite, especially on the North India, spring into the country. For that occasion, people do put colors on the faces and share sweets. Upasana will celebrate it with us at 3 p.m. at their premises, and Auroville Tango Group just started Holi Tango Festival. Stella talks with Jorge about it.
Holi is a celebration of color in India, and fit the theme of tango because tango is such a beautiful dance which a lot of different people from different places, and everybody is obviously wearing different colors, and It's also a holiday, so it made it possible for people to come from farther away in India to spend 3 or 4 days here in Orville dancing. So it was a perfect time for us to do the festival, and it's also the festival of Krishna. And Krishna is very playful, and he loves to dance. So it fit the theme for us. It was perfect timing.
Cool. How many participants do you expect?
We expect about 100 dancers. Every day we've had more and more people registering, so the last count was 95.
Wow.
But I expect probably maybe over 100 dancers actually coming to the festival.
So what is actually happening?
So most of the day we have workshops, and we have 5 teachers teaching. We've made it so that there's enough levels in the workshops by different teachers that everybody has a chance to go to a level that they fit into. Basically, there's a level for people that have never danced, and there's a level for beginner dancers, which are like less than 10 months dancing. That would be considered a beginner. And then intermediate and an advanced level. So there's going to be, throughout the 4 days, morning and afternoon workshops at different times. And then every evening we will have what's called a milonga, which is a tango ball or a tango dance. And so every evening until midnight or even 1 or 2 in the morning, we will be dancing tango. So we get to practice what we learn during the day and get to enjoy it as a group.
Although it's against the law, local village owners of cashew trees still use endosulfans funds to spray their cashew trees. The effect on human bodies varies from slight headache to severe nausea. Luckily, we got the homeopathic remedy Okubaka C30, which has shown its efficacy in regards to reactions to pesticide spraying, which is headaches, nausea, dizziness, runny nose, coughing, throat pain, and more. One of those of 2 globally of Okubaka are to be taken as soon as possible after symptoms occur. Further information on the remedy are available free of cost in the remedy box in the waiting area of Integral Health in New Building, First Floor in Prayatna, or you can call them on 262-3669. Outreach Media wants to share with us an important notice about filming in the area, and the note says, "Dear Orvillians, by now you may be aware that any filming within and about Orville requires permission from the Government of India, Orville Foundation. Our service intermediates in this, so please inform people inquiring about this to get in touch with Outreach Media, and we will help with obtaining this permission. The reasons why we remind you so of this is that unfortunately some residents seem to sometimes understand that such a permission is not required if they themselves facilitate, participate, associate in such filming, or if the shooting is done by Indian filmers. Please note that this is an illusion and that there is no such exception. The Ashakti School of Physical Education informs us that this year athletics or Olympics will begin in a few days at the school sports complex in Dana. It will go on daily from 2:20 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. from 12th of March, which is Monday, to 16th of March for juniors, and from 19th to 23rd of March for seniors. These competitions provide the opportunity for participants to perform in a range of physical activities with increased competence and confidence within the context of athletics. They promote physical skills and development while encouraging positive attitudes towards personal fitness and health. After I knew that God was a woman, I learned something from afar off about love. But it was only when I became a woman and served my master and paramour that I knew love utterly," wrote Sri Aurobindo. And in the words of the Mother Volume 14, we read, "Women are not more bound to the vital and material consciousness that men are. On the contrary, as they have not, in general, the arrogant mental pretension of men, it is easier for them to discover their psychic being and to allow it to them. In general, they are not conscious in a mental way, which can be expressed in words, but they are conscious in their feelings, and the best of them are so even in their actions." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.
A friend of mine gave me advice. He said, "Be careful and think twice before you talk about your life. Protect yourself, just keep quiet. The more they know, the harder they try to spoil your ways, to spread lies. And even though I know it could be right, I just said I live my life the way I want. I got nothing to hide, nothing at all. Life is not a fairy tale. They should know.